Monday night, Zion, Ches Nisan, Chodos Halvados, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We're at the end of Perek Hamishi. And we're up to page Kuf Tzadik. And we're continuing to learn about the different enticements of the Yetzer Hara. We're up to the new paragraph on page Kuf Tzadik. B'kasher tikoreis tikvasu minucha. When he gives up min ha'ofen hazeh. It's interesting, the Chavis Halvados always starts off the new attack with this phrase, and that's in line with what he says, that you, even though the Yetzer Hara keeps coming at you, but he's, you can defeat him. You can defeat him, as we saw, and then his mahalach is you defeat him with the truth, because it's sheker what he says, so he's easily defeatable. He'll keep coming back because he never tires and he never gives up and he never throws up his hands in defeat in general, but he'll throw up his hands in defeat, and that's what he keeps saying, this phrase, he gives up min ha'ofen hazeh. When you have a clarity, when you develop a clarity about the emes, when you develop a clarity about the emes of a certain reality, and that takes care of his point. Let's say his point is to entice you with the, you know, osur dika pleasures, or how hard it is to do a mitzvah. And, you know, when that dissipates in the glare of reality, so that's it. You know, you just have to keep hold of that reality, and he lost. But he goes on to another battle. So that's why he always starts the whole perek, this whole long perek. He starts off each way with this phrase, because that's his mahalach, that you can beat the Yetzer Hara, you can defeat him easily, because it's sheker, and you just got to expose it to emes. And then once, presumably, you won't lose that foothold that you developed to the emes, and therefore you'll stay. He'll stay defeated in that area, but he'll always find another area. V'chashev tikaris tikvasa mimucho min ha'ofen hazeh. V'f'alta machshavtecha. And you worked your mind, you did your thing. V'yosisa achas v'avodos. Yizom l'hachter esa da'ogos b'libucha. This is like, he'll try to make you have charata. In other words, you already did it, and he will, you know, it sounds fanciful, but it happens kaseder. He'll say, oh, look what you missed out on. You missed out on this, or because you did that, that's why this, Avraham at the Akedah, is very famous. Many Mepharshim learn that was, added Nisayon post Akedah when Sarah died, that Avram would have Charata, or he would feel bad, or he would be sorry. And, you know, you do something good, and you expect things to be good, and then you have a problem with this, or the Yetzirah tries to make you have Charata, that's what he's saying. Or he makes you worried, you missed out on something, you missed a lucrative business deal, you missed out on the phone call, you messed up now. Look what you did a mitzvah, very nice, you're very firm, but you're all messed up now. The yardiv is agmas hanefesh alecha, and he'll build it up, this regret for having done what you did, and he'll build up the consequences that were created by what you did. Kedei shadov lidei chayrota al meshekotam l'cha mimaisa hatov kedei lahavsitcha secharon uritzon Hashem mimeka. That is really a tremendous chiddush, but it is a beferish in Gemara that if a person does a mitzvah and then regrets having done so, the Gemara calls it tohe al harishonos. You lose your schar, you lose your favor in the eyes of Hashem. This is a famous question that's asked. If tshuva is such a big kiddush, so why, if you have charata for a mitzvah, does that seem to be accepted? It shouldn't even be true. You did a mitzvah. Who cares if you have charata now? The answer is that the mitzvah is always where you're holding. The mitzvah is always, you know, its effect that it had upon you, where you're holding. If you have charata on the mitzvah, if its effects were nil, you're sorry you did it, you're that much more rachok from Hashem, you wish you hadn't done it. A person gives tzedakah, let's say, and then there's a downturn in his business. He says, oh, I shouldn't have given it tzedakah. So you lose the schar, and Hashem is displeased with you.
But to an extent, I don't want to say if Ara is right or anything like that, but isn't it sort of a given assumption that when you give an asoyan and you do a mitzvah to get through it, get past it, whatever phraseology you want to use, the next asoyan will be more elevated, harder to prove that you can get past that as well?
Yeah. So all the chavis, although this is saying, is that the nisayon might come quicker than you think. The next nisayon might be having charata on the good deed you did. Like Avraham Avinu underwent a tremendous nisayon. He did Akedus Yitzchak, but like quickly there was a nisayon when you have charata. That's all he's saying. That the Yetzirah, if he fails to stop you from doing the good deed by the things he described in the last paragraph. So he's immediately on the job to try to get you to have, you did it already. You know, he's at the end of the parak already. He had like 32 ways that he tries to stop you from doing a mitzvah. Now you already did it. He says he's in there fighting that you should have charata, that you should feel like you lost out on something. Oh, I should have gone to the party. I missed out, Taka. I missed a good business opportunity. I did a foolish thing that I stayed chveis and I learned, or I gave stokka, or I davened slowly, I missed out. Like, he tries to make you have charata.
Does it transform the mitzvah into an avera? Like when you do tshuva on an avera, it turns into a mitzvah.
That doesn't say. It's a big enough chiddush that you lose the schar of the mitzvah, and you lose the ratzon Hashem. V'imtikoshel b'dvar avera, and mamish, the converse is also true. If you were already nichshal in avera, so what would your natural reaction be of a good person? You would want to do tshuva. So he wants you to take pleasure in it, to look back with relish and gishmak. You know, you did it already. You might as well like hold it as a memory, gishmak. Yizol, and he keeps you away from charata, from tshuva. Yizol lahachter simcha b'libcha. This way you're that much more apt to do it again because you feel good about it. And you'll be involved in it. Okay, again, if you figure out that this is the dynamic, what's going on, you learned Chavis Halvavos, and you said, oh, I recognize that. Remember, it's coming from inside of you, but you can recognize it. You say, oh, I know where that's coming from. This is mamish what I learned about L'chadis Al-Vavos with Rabbi Milinowitz. This is the Yetzirah trying to make me feel good about the Avera I did, or bad about the mitzvah that I did. V'teida suge mitzudosav, you'll understand his ways of trapping you. Tizor b'hem, so you'll watch out from it. V'teozer b'shem li'inotzel mehem, and you'll have Ezus Hashem to be saved from it. I guess he doesn't explain what. I guess it's the same things he said in the last paragraph when it happened before. By the mitzvah you say, that's absurd, I'm not losing anything. Anything I'm losing is temporary and easily refundable, easily made up again. And the pleasure of the Avera, you realize, lasts a few seconds. So I guess that's here also. Even Lachar Maisa, you certainly should sell yourself that. You know, it's nothing. If it's a mitzvah, an And if it's an Avera, you say the pleasure's nothing. Like, why should I do it again? Yeah, but if you don't, if you're oblivious to it, you see, another point of the Chaim Talbavis in this whole very, very, very long fifth parak is that you have to be on the ball. If you're fashlofen, if you're just sleepwalking through life, you're going to end up doing all these Averas because the Yetzer is going to drag you along with all these enticements and all these svaras, and you're going to go along because, you know, you don't even chap. Like, if you're sensitive, you listen to yourself. You're self-aware, introspective, and self-aware, so you'll realize what's going on. And it's terrible. If you don't even realize what's being played out, you don't realize what's being played out, Yapil Chol Pesa, he'll throw you down. These are the way he's describing it. They may as well trap you. The Yorick Eschitzobach, he'll empty his arrows into you. Pissel, before you know it, you don't know what hit you.
Is he saying that this is different than being indifferent, that you don't realize, or is it sort of...
I don't think it's indifference. I think it's a lack of being on the ball. You don't realize it. You're just not... You're like a blind person, you know, you walk, it's like, you know, you walk in a dangerous neighborhood, and you're just oblivious to it, you're just walking, you know, you don't chap what's going on here, you know, you shouldn't be here. Kamo shomar, adifala chetz kvedo, kamar tzipra opoch, lo yodak yibinavshahu, like a bird that's trapped, you know, it lands, and it starts eating the food, and it doesn't realize it's going to be trapped. So you think everything's good and fine, and you go through life, and you don't realize he's tying, you know, he got you trapped. He got you where he wants you.